This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militants in Iraq in response to attacks on American personnel in both Iraq and Syria, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday. The strikes came just days after American troops in western Iraq were targeted with ballistic missiles and rockets, an attack the Pentagon blamed on militants supported by Tehran. The White House on Tuesday said its Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, was in Cairo for what it called active discussions aimed at the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and securing a humanitarian pause in Israel's assault. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
The discussions are sober and serious. Again, I don't want to get ahead of where we are or give you, I can't give you odds on if and when we'll be able to get there. But the conversations are very sober and serious about trying to get another hostage deal in place.
News of the talks comes a day after a report from Axios saying Israel sent a proposal to Hamas through mediators in Qatar and Egypt, offering a multi-phase pause of up to 2 months in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. A representative of Qatar said mediation efforts were ongoing, and Kirby on Tuesday would not say if the report was accurate.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel suffered the highest daily death toll of its Gaza offensive with 24 fatalities, including 21 in a rocket-propelled grenade attack in central Gaza and 3 elsewhere on Monday, a military spokesman said on Tuesday. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters in Tel Aviv most of the soldiers died as a result of the explosion and the building's collapse. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament approved Sweden's NATO membership bid on Tuesday, clearing the biggest remaining hurdle to expand the Western military alliance after 20 months of delays. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn explains.
Sweden and Finland asked to join NATO in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey surprised some members by raising objections. It said the two countries protected groups that Ankara deems terrorists. In April of last year, it endorsed Finland's membership, but, along with Hungary, kept Sweden waiting. In response, Sweden introduced a new anti-terrorism bill that makes being a member of a terrorist organization illegal. In addition, Sweden, Finland, Canada, and the Netherlands also took steps to relax Turkey arms export policies.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Russian missiles struck 3 Ukrainian cities, including its 2 biggest, damaging apartment buildings and killing at least 7 people. The attack came hours after Moscow shunned any deal backed by Kyiv and its Western allies aimed at ending the nearly 2-year-old war. Officials said Tuesday's barrage injured at least 20 people in 4 districts of Kyiv, the capital. In Kharkiv, in northeast Ukraine, authorities said the onslaught killed 6 people. China's human rights record was examined Tuesday by the United Nations Human Rights Council's Universal Periodic Review, a mechanism where countries scrutinize each other's human rights records and issue non-binding recommendations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
China came under intense scrutiny amid withering criticism from Western democratic societies for its brutal treatment of Uyghurs, Tibetans, and dissidents in Hong Kong. China came prepared with a 60-member delegation ready to fend off whatever verbal abuse came its way. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Chen Shu, rejected accusations that China has committed serious human rights violations against the Uyghurs that might amount to crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Polls are closing as voters in the small U.S. state of New Hampshire are choosing on Tuesday whether to give Donald Trump a smooth glide toward the Republican presidential nomination or bolster rival Nikki Haley's long-shot bid to topple him in a pivotal primary election. The former U.S. President Trump and the former state of South Carolina Governor Haley made their final pitches to voters in what became a 2-person race after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out and endorse Trump. Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.